Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. Okie, it is time. Okie dokie, who am I?
Yeah,
do I say that all the time? I feel like
you said
I
it before, but I don't really keep tabs on it. You know, okie dokie.
Yeah, I feel like I say okie dokie as like I just say it without thinking.
So okie dokie, not okily dokily.
Yeah, just okie dokie.
Could you transition to an okily dokily?
I don't think I like okily dokily. Oh, yeah, I like how it feels though coming off oh. in my mouth. Okily dokily.
Sold. I'll do it. Okily dokily. It is time for Polls Apart. This is where we like to test something that we found online, a survey, a study. Is it true? Well, we put it to the test, and today I am going to call this an absolute lie.
You reckon our results are going to be completely different?
Completely different. Okay. I want to hear from everyone right now driving home. You can give us a call at 9313-0985 or send us a text. Do you tip at a restaurant?
Do I tip? No.
Yeah. And this is in Australia, because obviously if you travel to America or let's say you go over to Bali or whatever, maybe you do tip.
Okay.
But here in Australia, have you ever tipped?
Have I ever?
If you have, how often are you doing it? I'd love to hear from you. 0429-985-985 or give us a call, Beck.
9313-0985.
Do you tip or have
you
tipped?
Like I don't. It's not part of my dining experience. I don't tip on a regular basis.
Nice T-bone. It's good, but am I going to tip? No for you.
No, it's not a personal because I don't like the server.
Yeah.
It's just I think in Australia, the wages are pretty good. Whereas compared to like the States, they work for like $7 an hour. They don't get a living wage, so they rely on tips.
And they make a lot. I worked with a lady in Canada, okay?
Yeah.
I was full-time as a cleaner for a hotel. I know. Great job.
Yeah.
And she worked in a cafe and she earned $2,500 Canadian dollars a week.
With tips?
With tips.
Wow. That's impressive.
I was trying to switch jobs. Obviously, I wouldn't have made as
much. How well would you have gone? Do you think you would have earned
I would batter these islands. Do you like your tea? Blink, 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 blink. Yeah. Is that how it works?
I don't know. Okay, so I would say on a regular basis, no, I do not tip. Have I ever? Possibly.
Okay, so maybe.
Maybe.
In the course of your life, you might have done it once.
Possibly. But let's go with no, I don't tip.
Okay, we'll put you in the no category.
Put me in the no.
All right, bledokily.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, but you said it sounds nicer.
It feels nicer.
Okay.
But I think I'm going to stay with okie dokie. Otherwise, okie dokie feels too Ned Flanders-y.
Oh, yes. Fandiddly-tastic. Let's lock that in. All right. Right now, we want to know, do you tip at a restaurant? This is in Australia, okay? So forget about what you do in other places of the world, just here in Australia. Do you tip? I've got all the stats.
I'm really surprised at the results that are coming in so far.
Look, we're not going to get into them too much, but I can reveal, okay, of those who tip, according to the study that was done at the start of this year, 47% of diners who already tip will tip 10%.
So 40% of people.
Pretty much 50% of people that tip, they do 10% of the bill.
Okay, because that's a standard in a lot of other places.
It is,
right?
Isn't it? 10?
Yeah, 10.
And 17% will do 20.
What?
I know.
So
I know, that's what I thought.
If you're spending, say, you've gone to a fancy meal, spent
$100, then make it easy. Yeah. You tip $20. That's a big tip, right?
That's a big tip. Are we just cheap?
I look, it's looking that way.
We're just low income earners, yeah.
Now I feel bad because I'm like, well, if some people are tipping,
what do they think about you?
Right.
When you're not tipping.
I'm smiling at them. I'm like, I'll tell them. Like,
that was
good
great
food. Like, I love that. But they're like, put your money where your mouth is, Jazeel.
Yeah, if you really liked it.
20%.
All right. Well, let us know. Do you tip when you eat out at a restaurant here in Australia?
It turns out we're cheap, Beck. That's pretty much what we've established here.
We want to know, do you tip when you go to a restaurant here in Australia?
A lot of texts coming through going, yeah, if it's a great meal, I will tip. If they're friendly, I will tip. Okay.
I just want to mention this one from Lou because I feel like this would be a lot of people.
Yeah.
When I paid cash back in the day, I did tip. I'd also put my change in the fundraising tins. Not anymore because we now pay via card. That's true. I wonder if any of those fundraising tins are... don't get as much money these days because people don't have their loose change from paying in cash.
Of course. I think so. Mm. I mean, I've got nothing to base that on, but I think so.
You would
so.
Think so. Yeah. No, it makes sense.
But also, up until about 30 minutes ago, I didn't realise people tipped in Australia. And so I feel it's awkward to then go, oh, can you add this amount to the bill?
Yes.
Like if it was cash, you just give it to them and walk off, right?
Yeah. And they're
like,
oh. Tip jar.
Yeah. But to actually say, hey, look, can we add $10 or $20 to that?
Because wouldn't that just go straight to their, like, onto the bank? And then how do they...
Who
gets that money?
Do they get it?
No, because you think the business
get
would get it.
Do they divide it in between? I want that person to get it.
Yeah.
Oh, see.
So messy with the card, isn't it?
Do I need to carry around cash just for tipping?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Look, we don't tip. We've established this. So what are the...
The official stats?
Yes.
Okay, so 21% of people here in Australia, frequently, every time they go out for a meal, they're tipping, 21%.
Wow.
Occasionally, 28%, rarely, 30%, and absolutely never in their entire lives here in Australia, 21%. So overall, you could kind of look at that and go 79% have tipped here in Australia.
Okay. I think we need to look at it, though. I can put the rarely and the never together.
The rarely... and the never. Okay, so we're looking at 51%.
So we would say 51% of people would fall into the,
Don't really tip.
Don't really tip. Okay, that makes me feel better.
Do you want me to fudge some of these other numbers
for
you?
That's fine, that's enough.
Okay, so now let's look at us, the 98.5 family. What do we do? 60% of us do tip.
Wow.
Yep, so only 40% don't tip.
Okay, well, it's not too off, though.
I mean, again, I could fudge the numbers if it makes you feel better,
Beck. No, that's fine. But you said it was going to be really wrong.
I honestly thought this one, there was no way. Because I don't... look, maybe it's me and my friends, I don't know. But I don't know anyone, when we go out, we don't tip.
Yeah, same. Who are we hanging around?
But now I'm going to feel really, really guilty when I go out somewhere and I just leave without a
are
tip.
Are you going to change?
Like, I honestly don't think I can afford to. Inflation. And we are cheap. Liz got in touch. Yeah, I pay with a card and I still tip. So we've got no excuse, really.
Hey, but look at all these other people. Leonie, I don't tip. Elise, nope. I never tip. Raylene, no tip. Nadia, no.
You needed to text through like 5 minutes earlier.
Yeah, I think we need to redo these stats just to see.
So we feel better about ourselves.
I just need the true facts, Giselle. That's all.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.